We're doing the book of Malachi. We're up to what they call the third chapter, the 13th Pasuk. And we'll dedicate our learning this morning to Yaakov Burke. Hashem should give him koach. We're waiting for his return. Chazeku alai divreichem, amar Adonai, v'amartem, anidbanu alecha. God says, you've spoken so harshly against me, and you'll tell me what we say. Amartem, shav, avod Elohim. You have said that, I'll tell you, what you've said is that it's worthless to serve Hashem. You say, God is so high up there, what does He care about us? He's not connected to what we do. So theoretically, people sometimes say, you think God really cares about what you do? Why are you putting God down to that? And Hashem Himself says, you've said, what's the point in serving me? Because you say, I am detached from this world. You think you're honoring me with that? That, says Hashem, is harsh to me. Umabetzam ki shamanu mishmalto. You say, what value is there? What benefit is there that we maintain what he commands? V'chi halachnu kedoranit mipnei Adonai tzevaot. And you say, what's the point that we walk in subservience before Hashem? He has no idea what's going on down here. So that's your claim, and that's where you're talking against me. You say, why be humble in the face of Hashem? He doesn't know what's going on down here anyways. Anachnu me'asherim zedim. So you say, okay, if there's no connection to serving Hashem and benefiting in this world, so then let's praise the people who willfully sin. Ve'ata anachnu me'asherim zedim. So we praise those that are wicked. They are zedim. They are purposely sinful. Gam nivnu osei risha. Gam bachanu Elohim vayimaleitu. Look at the wicked. They seem to be doubly successful. Gam nivnu osei risha. The people who do wicked things seem to have built themselves. Gam bachanu Elohim vayimaleitu. And they've, so to speak, they've tested God. And you see, they've succeeded. They're not being punished. And look at how well, look at how successful they are. Seems as though they've been vindicated. Az nidbiru yirei Adonai ish el chayehu. So Hashem says, okay. When the God-fearing people hear the wicked talking, and they say, do what you want, you're going to get away with it. I haven't seen God strike people down with lightning lately. Haven't seen God get involved in this world. Then the God-fearing people say to one another, Az nidbiru yirei Hashem ish el re'ehu, vayakshev Adonai vayishmam. They speak to one another, and as they analyze the ways of Hashem, they realize that Hashem is kel emuna ve'in avel. There's nothing that Hashem does that is unfair. But you see, this is an interesting point. On the surface, the Navi is comparing how the wicked talk to one another, and that the wicked are comparing notes and saying, I don't see any reason to be a God-fearing person. So compared to that, Hashem says, look at how the God-fearing people speak to one another. But on a deeper note, it's two people who are God-fearing people but have questions in their emunah. And that's why they're talking to one another. People think that to be a God-fearing person means not to have questions. And quite the contrary. The Navi describes the God-fearing people getting together and comparing notes and discussing with one another till they can come to terms with the idea that actually God is really running the world in a fair way. But you see, it takes a conversation, it takes coming to terms. The Navi doesn't assume that you could just live through this world and say, ah, everything makes sense, I got it, no problem. As nidberu yirei Hashem ish el reyehu. On the contrary, the God-fearing people get together and discuss with one another. Vayakshev Hashem vayishma, and so Hashem listened and heard them the way they said, no, Hashem's really running the world. Vayikatev sefer zikaron lefanav leyirei Adonai ulechoshevei shimo. Hashem wrote it down, and so to speak, Hashem wrote it. This is the book we speak about on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Hashem says, I'm going to keep a note of this, that this was their attitude in life, and I'll pay them back for it. Hashem writes it down. Now this too is a partial answer in disguise. Hashem doesn't strike people down with lightning. Hashem keeps a record. Meaning part of the answer is that you're right, in this world we don't see everything play itself out. There is a record gap, and there's a larger cheshbon, there's a larger calculation than one can see with his naked eye at any given moment. So that's also part of the answer, even though the Navi is describing it as in a roundabout way. He's saying they spoke this way, so let me keep a record of that. God doesn't need a record, but the idea is that the payback is yet to come.
It's like when the teacher makes a note of it. Oh. I made a note of that. Sometimes that's even more scary.
I think like that whole idea, because like the idea of like a lightning striking thing is like the whole pagan thing, whatever. I think that's kind of taking the fear out of people that they're not seeing things so blatant like that.
Yeah, fair. Vehayuli amar Adonai tzevaot. Layom asher ani oseh segula. God says, and I'll keep a record of that, till that day that I will take an accounting of my treasure chest, so to speak. That's the day where Hashem says, I'll pay back. Vechamalti aleihem kasher yachmol ish. Al beno ha'oved oto. And Hashem says, that day, then I will have compassion over those that fear Hashem, just as a person has compassion over his son that was diligent in serving him. But here again, you see the Navi is talking about a future time. He's not talking about the present. And the present, the Navi seems to concede that one could be a God-fearing person and not see the blessings in one's life. He says, there will come a time, I will pay back. V'shavtem u'item. And even though now, it seems as though the wicked are tranquil, and those that are pious don't seem to benefit from it. But then the Navi says, v'shavtem u'item, and then you'll look at it again, you'll reanalyze, and then you'll see, Bein tzadik l'rasha, you'll be able to discern between the righteous and the wicked. Bein oved Elohim l'asher lo avado, you'll be able to discern between he who was a faithful servant to Hashem and he who was not. Ki hinei hayom ba boel katanur, because that day of justice is coming, it's a day that's going to burn like an oven. V'hayu chol zedim v'chol osei rishakash. And on that day, those that are willful, wanton sinners, on that day they will be like straw, says Hashem, just a straw is easy to burn. V'chol osei rishah, all those who do evil will be kash. V'lihat otam hayom haba. Amar Adonai Tzevaot Asher lo yazov lahem shoresh ve'anaf. And on that day, they will be scorched and singed and burnt. There will be no remnant of a root or a branch. Hashem says there will be no memory left of them. V'zarecha lachem yirei shemi shemesh tzedakah. And on that day, the sun will shine for you, the God-fearing people. And that son is a son of righteousness. And the idea here is your righteousness will shine on that day just as the sun shines. It's an allegory here when it says the sun of righteousness will shine for them. And that sun, as it shines on their behalf, will cure them, will give them pleasure. Vitzatem ufishtem ke'eglei malbeik. And then you will go out, you will find that wherever you go, you will enjoy, and you will multiply. Ke'eglei malbeik, just like the cats that are being fattened up, that you're happy with everything they eat, so too you'll find wherever you go that you'll have sustenance, you'll have plenty. So the Navi describes, on that day your righteousness will shine forward. With it will come a healing. With it will come the pleasures of life. Vitzatem ufishtem. And then you'll find that wherever you go, you can multiply and you can benefit. Ke'eglei malbeik, like cattle that's being fattened. Ve'asoteim resha'im. And at that time, you will crush the wicked. Ki yiyuhu eifer tachat kapot raglechem, because they will be like ash under the calves of your feet. Bayom asher ani oseh amar Adonai Tzevaot. On that fantastic day, that day when there will finally be payback, says Hashem. So that's the final message of Malachi. That you look at the world, you have questions. That's the message he leaves us with. And you'll have to discuss it. You won't have easy answers. There's no easy fix. And the wicked will seem to say, hey, look, I'm getting away with it. But you'll still see. And I'm going to keep a record of a person's approach to life. And so the Navi concludes and says, Zichru Torat Moshe Avdi. Remember, I will pay back. And so therefore your responsibility for generations to come is Zichru Torat Moshe Avdi. Remember the Torah of Moshe my servant. Asher tziviti oto v'chorev al kol Yisrael chukim u'mishpatim. Fundamentals of Jewish faith. Moshe didn't invent the Torah. Someone called me this week and was discussing the different problems that the conservative movement is making for Jews throughout the world, and I couldn't understand why he was so surprised. So he said to me, but it's the conservative movement, it's not the reform movement. So I asked him, I said, almost 40 years ago, the conservative movement came with a declaration against this pasuk. They said the Torah is not asher tziviti oto v'chorev. The Torah was not God-given. When the consensus of conservative rabbis said, the Torah is not God-given, from my perspective, that's when there ceased to be a difference between conservative and reform. They're both out of the fold. There's nothing to talk about. It used to be that conservative was off, but they weren't as off as the reform movement, so there was room to discuss, is there anything to talk about? Now there's nothing left to talk about. The Navi is reiterating the fundamentals of the Jewish religion. You have to stick to the Torah. You have to stick to the Torah that I said, says Hashem. Moshe didn't invent it. Asher tziviti oto, that I commanded him b'chorev at Mount Sinai, al kol Yisrael. It wasn't a Torah given specifically to him. It was a Torah given to all of Israel to perform. Chukim u'mishpatim, the statutes, the laws. Hinei anochi sholeach lachem et Eliyah Hanavi. Hashem says, and in the merit of the Torah, I'm going to send you Eliyahu the prophet. Lifnei bo yom Adonai hagadol v'hanora. Before that awesome day we had just spoken about, where Hashem's going to judge, I'm going to send you Eliyahu. Veheshiv lev avot al banim velev banim al avotam. And he will bring the hearts of the fathers back to the sons. Veheshiv lev avot al banim velev banim al avotam. And here there's a big question. What's he talking about? Does it mean he will bring the fathers back together with the children? Does it mean that he will bring the fathers back through the children? And when the children go back to Hashem, so then through that, the fathers too will return to Hashem. Velev banim al avotam. And then there will be unity between the children and their fathers. Because initially the children will go in the ways of Hashem, but the fathers will join the children. And Hashem says, I'm going to send Elio before that great day, because I don't want to show up before people did tshuva, because then I'm on that day I'm paying them back. So I don't want to destroy everything. That's why I'm sending Elio in advance, so that you all get ready and the people do tshuva, and that by the day and time I have to come and judge, the people will have repented. Now, there's a discussion here. What is Elio supposed to do? Elio is coming to do what? So one understanding is Elio will resurrect the dead. And that's Ve'eshiv Levavot al Banim, that when the forefathers, when the fathers will be resurrected, so then you'll have conversation where they're going to tell one another, this is what happened after we passed away from the world, and that's what's going to initiate this massive tshuva, because people will realize there is an ultimate judgment. So that's another interpretation here, but this is all discussed. It's discussed in Maimonides and Nachmanides. We don't have such a clear picture of the order of things. When are the dead going to be resurrected? When are Yemot HaMashiach? When is Elio coming? But the Navi concludes with this hope. I'm still sending Elio, and customarily we repeat the second to last pasuk. Hine anochi sholach lachem et Eliya Navi lifnei bo yom Adonai hagadol ve'anocha. I'm sending you Elio, and he's going to come before that awesome day of Hashem.